When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A day to celebrate, at least for a little while, with the Mets making the postseason off of yesterday's incredible victory in game one of that doubleheader. Just a day for the ages. Bizarre. Every which way you slice it, BT. The fact that they had to play yesterday, the fact that they had to play two yesterday, the fact that both teams only had to win one game to get in. Poor Diamondbacks sitting there watching that. And then, of course, the Mets and Braves split, and they both celebrated. Didn't that take a little bit away
when you watched both teams? I don't love that. I mean, but especially some of the stuff that was going on with Harris with the tongue and Nimmo with the tongue and then Harris with the celebration.
It was some, there's bad blood there. Nimmo's one of those guys who remembers what happened in 2022. Michael Harris, one of the, you know, stick out his tongue like Jordan making a catch, and Nimmo, when he hit that bomb, sticking his tongue out, letting Harris know about it. Harris mocking the Mets celebration, which we still don't know what that is, but ultimately the Mets had the last laugh. But then the Braves had at least a laugh. I think the Braves are toast. Sale, did you see he's out?
Yes.
Couldn't pitch game two. They said he's likely not to pitch in this series anyway.
Yep.
I would just think the Braves, who the hell
who
knows?
I'll tell you. That's the one. We don't know. I mean, as the Yankees sit back and wait and these playoff series start, I mean, nobody knows, which means, hey, don't rule out a Subway Series, baby. Right. Don't rule it out.
But
got a chance.
Point is, with the Braves, a lot more. The story is far from over here. Mets have work to do as far as sending the Braves home and getting one over on them, which will have to continue probably next year. Justin is in Queens. What's up, Justin?
What's up, guys? Listen, BT, you are right. Yesterday was an all-time day. I got to work from home yesterday. I rushed, picked up both my kids from school, both huge Mets fans. We got home just in time to see Taylor's at bat, and we were screaming, jumping up and down like lunatics after that. But just an awesome, awesome day. But it brings me to my point. I think yesterday proved it, that Lindor has elevated himself into Jalen Brunson status in this town.
But
the fact that just because he came here, he took over a team that wasn't his, right? He brought us back. We had that great year in 22. This year, everything that he went through, starting off terribly, and then just turning it on and becoming an MVP candidate just like Brunson did and willing us to the playoffs. You can no longer say anything bad about Lindor as a Met fan, just like you can't say anything bad about Brunson.
Absolutely. No, I'm not saying anything bad about Lindor. I'm not going to stretch it that far myself personally, you know, for a couple of reasons. But I mean, if you feel that way, great. I think Brunson's a little different, but, you know, that's your opinion.
Yeah, my gut feel is that I don't like the comparison. Now, I agree with Justin as far as I think Lindor now is unbooable. I mean, everybody's got their, you know, whatever, he struggles with the postseason, fans may have their issue. To me, Lindor now is one of the all-time great New York Mets. And you could say that says something about the franchise, sure, but look at the season he's having. No Met has ever won an MVP. I believe Lindor should be the MVP. I know he's not going to get it because of Ohtani, but what he's done has been, this to me is the greatest season that a Met has ever had, position player-wise. You know how much I love Piazza. Mike Piazza provided endless moments with big home runs. That, what he did, what Lindor did yesterday, right up there amongst the best, maybe even more so than any Piazza outside the 9/11 home run, any home run as far as that goes. So to me, Francisco Lindor is, he's cementing himself as one of the all-time great Mets, but I'm not there as far as New York sports top athlete potential, as I say, sports god. Like Aaron Rodgers has a chance to become a sports god if he ever won a Super Bowl with the Jets. If Jalen Brunson wins a championship with the Knicks, he is a sports god. I do not believe. Now, look, if Lindor won a World Series here, different story. But I don't believe he's on that level yet. Hoff, I know you disagree with that.
Yeah, well, first of all, but Jalen Brunson hasn't won a championship with the Knicks either. I mean, all he's done so far is take a pay cut, and we're trying to build a statue for the guy.
Here's what Brunson did that.
I mean, seriously.
No, here's what Brunson did that Lindor didn't have to do. Jalen Brunson took a franchise that has been down for almost 30 years and single-handedly made them a prominent. Now, I know Randall built them up, but Brunson's the superstar that really legitimized what this team is about and embraced New York really from day one, where there was that, Look, we're over it, but there was the thumbs down thing. There was a disconnect with Lindor and the fan base. It's been different with Brunson.
I agree. I don't feel that. Again, if somebody feels that, that's fine. I'm not going to shout you down, but you know, Brunson came and really from minute one, while he did take more steps last year, he was amazing. Whereas with Lindor, the early navigation of his Mets career was a little up, a little down, some booze, a little up, you know. So I don't feel the Brunson stuff either.
But here's the thing though, like right this season in particular, he basically put the whole team on his back the same way that Brunson did. And in baseball, you can't really do that. You actually can't carry a team unless you're Aaron Judge, because we've seen Shohei Ohtani's, we've seen Mike Trout. Best team. Best players in baseball miss playoffs.
I do think that there's something to that. I'll meet you halfway in the road on the road here, Hoff. It's very hard to elevate a franchise one player. It just is. I mean, if you're a baseball player. Now, in basketball, you know, where you're taking 25 shots a night, if you're a great goalie and you have that kind of influence, if you're a quarterback, yeah. But baseball, I mean, Ernie Banks never played in the playoffs. He's one of the greatest players of all time. You know, Mr. Cub as a shortstop first baseman, 500-plus home runs. So I do think it's harder. It's much more difficult to exercise influence on a baseball season from one person's perspective, and Lindor seemingly has done that more than most people can. But I'm still going to stop short of the Brunson stuff.
Yeah, and maybe it is just because the sports are different and that favors Brunson. It is what it is. I'm just not feeling that. Now, if Lindor carries this team through the postseason the way that he has in the regular season and they win a championship, he's going to be up there. Right now, BT, rank the top five New York sports athletes.
Well, this is a good one. Yeah. Right now.
And not just based on their athletic ability, but importance, embracing the city, all the above. New York sports athletes right now.
Judge is one.
You got him over Brunson?
Yeah, I got Judge one.
Okay.
I got Judge one. I have Brunson two. I've got probably Shesterkin three. Lindor's on the list four. And I'll put Rodgers, although he hasn't done anything yet. I mean, you know, in a year or two, it's going to be Neighbors. Dexter Lawrence is amazing.
Soto?
Cole?
I'm just throwing it out there.
I can't leave Shesterkin out. I mean, a Ranger is one of the best teams around. I can't leave a Ranger. I have to put a Ranger on there.
Just want to throw it out there.
Judge, Brunson, Shesterkin, Lindor, and Rodgers. I mean, how do I leave Soto? I mean, that's tough. How would you do it?
I don't know. I'm trying to think
this
here.
Is tough.
Well, the knock on Soto is that it's just been 1 year.
Well, I mean, we're doing it for the year, right?
I'm saying their importance, their impact in New York.
Okay.
I mean, Rodgers hasn't won squat yet, but he's still Aaron Rodgers.
Well, what does that mean if it's not coming with 11 or 12 wins?
Yeah, I mean, nothing. He's got to actually get it done.
Yep.
But I think there is Judge hasn't won anything either.
But do you put Brunson over Judge? You got to go Judge one. He's the greatest player we've ever seen.
Yeah, I know, but Brunson's importance to the Knicks, his impact on the Knicks, I think, is more than Judge's impact on the Yankees.
I can feel that.
You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you mean. It's a tough one. I mean, it just speaks to we're kind of lucky. I mean, we have some, and then you've got Shesterkin, who might be better than Lundqvist.
Right.
I mean, and think about how good Lundqvist is
or was. Also, we're forgetting Daniel Jones.
Hey, Devils fans, we got you with Hughes. Who else? You know? I mean, Garrett Cole. It's an interesting list. Lindor's on the list.
He's certainly not top three. He's probably got to be top five.
I had him at four.
I'm not trying to minimize Lindor. All right, you got him at four. Well, but there's a different layer of Brunson, Igor, Judge. I guess the potential with Rodgers. Well, look, Rodgers, four-time MVP, Super Bowl champion. I know he's won here,
great.
But
he's done nothing for us.
I get it. Yeah. I mean, top five, Lindor, yes. But still, I think I would put Brunson number one.
I got to keep Judge one. Judge to me he's just all time.
Yeah. He's going to get done in the postseason.
I understood. I mean, Judge is the best player in the sport. Brunson's not. And I love Brunson. Judge is one for me. Without even thinking about it.
BT and Sal on the Fan Warrior calls on the other side. 888-808-1019.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.